verses to read. Things that bless me, and maybe it'll be a blessing to you too. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, if you don't see your Bible, please. I'd like to read verses 1 through verse 6. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness or handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. There are a few things that I got out of these verses that I thought I'd share with y'all and maybe be a blessing to you. I want to read, along with verse 1, I want to read verse 16 through 18. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Being a missionary on the field, there are several things that bless me in this. In verse 1 it says that we've received this ministry. We're ministers for the Lord. And it says, as we've received mercy, we faint not. And we faint not because though our outward man perish, yet our inward man is renewed day by day. And the only way it can be renewed day by day is to look to heaven and look at the things that, the things which are not seen, the things that are eternal. And to be constantly looking to the Lord for your support and for your uplifting every day. And it says in verse 2, we've renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. We've had a lot of dealings, for instance, with Mormons in Guatemala. There's just Mormons all over the place down there, and we've talked to a couple of them, and they're famous for handling the word of God deceitfully. Like we'll show them a verse, and we'll explain it to them, and they'll say, that verse was translated incorrectly. And they'll go to the Quiche Indians down there. They have in their school here, they teach Quiche, which is something I don't think anybody else does. They can learn Quiche here in the States. And they go to the Quiche Indians down there, and they use the Bible and tell them that they believe the Bible and tell them that they're the lost tribes of Israel, and they deceive these people. And we're going down there, and we want to show those people what God really wants them to know, what God has to say out of God's Word. And we don't want to handle the Word of God deceitfully. We want to handle it as God wants it to handle. We want to show them what He has for them. Verse 3 says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. And why are they lost? In verse 4 it says, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Satan has blinded those people. Those people don't know that they're lost. They're working hard for their salvation. They're working every day. They crawl up the steps on their knees to worship the Blessed Virgin Mary, and they offer incense, and they do all sorts of things. They worship Mary. They worship their pagan idols. They've been deceived by Catholicism and Mormonism, and in many cases Pentecostalism, where Pentecostals teach them to work for their salvation. And they still retain many of their pagan worships and their pagan idols and stuff. And as Brother Cosby said, they're sincere people. They're just blinded by Satan.
Amen.
They don't know. So verse 5 says, we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus Christ. We're going down there and preach Jesus, and we're going to tell them about Jesus and that Jesus died for their sins and how they can really be saved, that they don't have to work for their salvation. Now, we can't rely on ourselves, and we can't rely on y'all, because if we do, then we'll just fail. It says in 2 Corinthians 5, not that we're sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. The only sufficiency we have, the only reliance we have is God.
Amen.
And we have to rely on Him to lead us and guide us and provide for us. And verse 6 says, "The God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." God has given us grace here in America. He's given us the grace to know about Jesus Christ. He's given us the knowledge of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And He's given us the light to see what Jesus Christ has done for us and to be saved. And Billy and I, as I know that y'all want to do, we want to go down and share this light with other people. Excuse me. It says in 1 Corinthians 15:58, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." We need to keep reading our Bibles and praying, witnessing here, and giving to the Lord, and passing out tracts, and keep up our newspaper evangelism, and keep supporting the missionaries that we're supporting, because we know that our labor is not in vain.
Amen.
In the Lord. There's just two more verses I want to read. One's in Galatians 6:9. "And let us not be weary in well-doing. Let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap, if we faint not." And Psalms 126. "They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and reapeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him." Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.